Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and tonight I'm pleased to have Pamela Ackerson with me live on the show. Pamela Ackerson's storytelling all began with her younger brother creating wonderful children's stories on vacation trips to keep him occupied. Later, she started writing poems and short stories as a teen. Born and raised in Newport, Rhode Island, where history is a way of life, Pam now lives on the safe coast of Florida, where you're encouraged to reach for the stars. She's just a hop, skip, and jump from Orlando and Disney World, where imagination and fantasy abound. She has three children, all girls, three grandchildren, and a wonderful husband who puts up with her writer quirks. Pam may have majored in child psychology with a minor in English, but her distinguished choice of careers never made fruition. Instead, life led her to working in restaurants, interior decorating, owning an advertising business, content editor for a publishing house, teaching in and owning a ballroom dance studio, and real estate investments. She is a practicing herbalist and has been involved in the use of natural treatment with raw herbs for over 30 years. As her day job, she currently works as the Vice President of Marketing and Advertising for the book review magazine, Affaire Decor. Welcome, Pam. I'm excited to have you on the show tonight to talk about your wilderness series.
Thank you, Deborah. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, we're going to have fun. You write Native American time travel romance. So for readers who might be new to the genre or the era, can you tell us about the Wilderness series and what elements they might expect to find in the books in your series?
It focuses mainly on the Lakota Sioux tribe, their fight against the loss of their lifestyle and the attempt to take over their land. Custer's Last Stand, also known as the Little Bighorn Battle, and Wounded Knee, the first one.
All right. And there are five in the series. They are Across the Wilderness, Into the Wilderness, Wilderness Bound, Warriors of the Wilderness, and Out of the Wilderness, which is the newest one.
Uh-huh.
So let's start with the first book in your series. Now, the first book starts off with a magical bed, which I found most intriguing. Tell us about Across the Wilderness.
That was an interesting... I kept having weird dreams, and I was writing a bunch of short stories, and all of a sudden it was just right there, and I woke up. It was the middle of the night, and I started taking notes. And it was about a woman traveling to different parts of the world on a bed, and it ended up being about the Lakota Indians. Originally, it was the Cherokee, but I kept hitting a wall and hitting a wall, and I kept forcing it, and then I just kind of like started doing research on where the dreams were taking me, and I found out it was the Black Hills, and that's where it all began.
That's exciting. I'd love to have a magical bed that could send me traveling or back in time. It sounds marvelous. So now, if you could have a magical bed, where would you want it to take you?
I've had a couple of people ask me that, and I've never really been able to pin something down. But I have to say that the turn of the century in Newport, which is my hometown, when they had all of the parties and the 400 were all the rage, and they had all of those gorgeous summer homes that they called cottages and I call mansions, and the beautiful dresses and Doris Duke and Molly Brown, and just that whole era would be awesome to go visit.
Oh, it would. Those were some fabulous parties they threw back then. I imagine you had to do a lot of research for the books in the series. Not only for the different years that the heroine travels to, but the different Native American tribes. What kind of real-life research elements have gone into your book?
All of them. I literally sat there with several books open in front of me at the library. This is like way before ebooks came in. So I would order books from the library and have them sent from all over the world. I had years and years of research. My first four books were actually had beta readers that were Lakota and Native American Indians, and trust me, they scrutinized every bit of it and made sure that it was all very, very accurate.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And you've been an herbalist for many years. Are there any herbal remedies in books? And did you put your knowledge into the stories as well?
No, I did mention herbs and stuff like that because the Lakota did use plants for medicinal purposes, but I really didn't want to get into that, and it kind of scares me as an herbalist because if somebody is taking regular medication and then they see somebody write about an herb that they can take, it if it mixes, and I didn't want to take that chance.
Right, right, because they are medicinal. People forget that. They forget that part.
Yes,
it's important.
And they can be contraindicative, so you have to really be careful. So I made sure I was very, very careful with what I did there.
Yeah. What excites you the most about this series? What drew you to write it?
History. I love history, and I love historical books. But I really love historical books that actually take history and interweave it with their fiction. So whenever anybody is writing something about World War II, I want it to be real history. And that's the thing for me. That's why I wrote about Custer's Last Stand. That's why I wrote about Wounded Knee. Book 5 actually has very little known history with the trails for the blacks and the slaves hiding and from the north. And instead of going to the north, a lot of people don't realize that the Underground Railroad also went south. And that's in Book 5.
Wow.
So it just, the real history is right in there. So I try to, right.
So Out of the Wilderness, which is your fifth book, has actor and cover model John Anterino on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to ask you two questions. I'm going to combine a couple questions here. First is, when you look at your book covers, the hero and heroine are always in shadow until the fifth cover, and then they're shown. So I wondered if the fifth book was the final one in the series, or if you would write another. And then I'm also curious about the cover model shoot that you had with John Anterino on the cover. I'm sure that was very exciting, so I would love to hear about that.
We'll do the covers. That's a good catch. A lot of people didn't notice the difference. Yes, it was intentional. The female model on book 5 is shaded, and that is because she's the one who's doing the traveling back and forth from the future and the past. But I did that on purpose because it is the final book of the series, and I've had readers actually email me and go, please don't let this be the end. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe I can write about their grandchildren. I don't know. Because they're all grown and found their happily ever after. I don't know where else I could go with that.
Right.
And with John, I was not there for the cover shoot. I originally spoke to him, I had asked him if he had stock photos of him in a cowboy hat, cowboy attire. And he was like, no, but we can do something like that. And now he does. Kind of neat. I never really, I always pictured him in the cowboy hat and in my head on the cover, and it came out really good. He did an excellent job.
It did. He does an excellent job. So there won't be a sixth, so he won't be on the next one, but maybe in a future book. He does great covers. I enjoy. And he's a nice guy. He's not just a good cover model. He's a nice man.
Yes.
He's genuine.
Yeah, all he's right. very let's, real.
Let's make sure to give everyone your website. Where can we okay. just find you on the web?
It's PamelaAckerson.com. It's
all
real
right.
easy.
And where can readers find you in person? Do you have any events coming up?
Yes. I'm doing Romancing the Smokies. That's hosted by Donna Wright, and I'm also doing Sandy Sullivan's Weekend with the Authors, and both of those are in Tennessee, and I've been looking into the conference that is supposed to happen in Daytona Beach, but I'm not really sure about that one yet. We shall see.
Okay. All right. And we can also find you on Facebook and Twitter and other various places. And readers can look for Pam. You'll see her two places. You'll see her with a Fair Decor post, and you'll also see her reader post. So a lot of people know you from the magazine, but not as many know you from being an author. So hopefully people will find you now. And I enjoyed reading book one. I've got behind on my reading, but I enjoyed reading book one, and it kind of reminded me of Bedknobs and Broomsticks a little bit, you know, because it had Maggie dead too, you know. So
uh-huh.
My life, you know, so I was imagining, if I could be on one of these, where would I want to go? And goodness, she goes to some very exciting places, and I can't imagine going to sleep and then waking up and suddenly you're in Indian territory and there's a big fella right there.
Yeah, and you know it has to be scary, and I tried to put myself in that position. Here's this woman who's a medical doctor, and it's not like she can tell anybody. They'll put her in an asylum, you know. It's like, okay, sure, honey, you traveled to 1868, you know. Sure you did, okay.
I write historicals, but I haven't written time travel, so I haven't actually experienced that until I read your book. Yours is actually the first time travel that I've read in a very long time. I read one a long time ago, so I was having fun reading that. I need to make sure that we get a couple more things in before we go. And,
okay.
Your books are available on Amazon. And let's see. Let me give the titles again. Across the Wilderness is book one.
Mm-hmm.
And Into the Wilderness is book two. Wilderness Bound is book three. Warriors of the Wilderness, book four. And Out of the Wilderness is the newest, and it's book five.
Right.
All right. So, Pam, thank you for joining me here tonight on Book Life. It's been fun chatting with you.
Thank you very much. It's been great. I love talking to you when I have the chance.
It's awesome. I want to thank everyone for listening tonight and invite you to join me next week for Book Life, where we shine a light on good books.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.